This call is now being recorded.
Good afternoon, good evening. This is Wednesday, July the 15th. I am Gun Sully Ipsissimus Rex Summa Sanctissimus Sully, the Gun, Gunthor, the Magnanimous Magnificent, and is on the other line, my lowly brother. Introduce yourself, you sir.
Actually, today I should have fantastically good sounding tones. I'm not in a car. I'm not driving for once.
Oh my! All right.
I don't know how I'll handle this. Yeah, although we do have a bit of a timer. I'm sitting right next to the air conditioner that cools my entire house, and it is hot as balls in Virginia right now. And I've turned off the air conditioner so you can hear me. So we have until I start sweating profusely.
And you short out your phone by sweating too much. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We are at a crossroads here as a nation. We are seeing the political landscape changing drastically. The Democrats are just they're just putting all their eggs in one crazy basket, and they're just okay with that. And then I'm sort of proud of them for having the Bernie Sanders counterculture, but it's like a 10% counterculture, you know, which is just really depressing because it's like, hey, yeah, no, I'm not in on Clinton. She's crazy. Bernie Sanders. And that's like 10%. And it's so depressing to see that number's so low, because that means, nope, the Democrat Party is going, no, we're still behind Hillary because we're crazy and stupid. And just that's it. We are the party of crazy and stupid. Stop trying to think about stuff, Bernie Sanders people. And then on the Republican side, I do want to say the picture that you, Tech, you tweeted me that picture saying, hey, look how bad this is. I actually looked at it and I was like, wait a minute, this dude still only has like 10% of the whole thing, and everybody else is saying, I don't want that guy. Everyone else is saying they want a Cruz or a Rubio or a Carson or a Fiorina or Scott Walker.
Or a homeless person talking to their cell phone, which is actually a shoe.
I didn't think Kasich was running. I just picked that name at random.
I would have gone Rick Perry, but sure.
Oh, poor Rick Perry. Yeah.
The thing is, you know, God told Rick Perry to run for president last time. And I'm like, that was really a cruel joke of God to pull on that man.
That man could have just enjoyed his cornflakes, but instead, God was like, hey, watch this. All right. One of the things that bugged me about Rick Perry is for 8 years presidency, we had a guy who talked like this, and then close your eyes. It's time for Rick Perry to talk. And it's like, okay, close your eyes. When Rick Perry's talking, it's George W. Bush. It was, their voices are identical. And it was so bothersome and so distracting for me. I was like, I hope this isn't the Republican candidate, and I hope the Republicans don't win, because I can't have 8 more years of president for talks like this. How's it going? I know it's a very shallow reason, but yes.
Well, my complaint with Rick Perry is where, you know, he turns down federal aid when his state's burning to the ground, and of course that
moment at the debate where he had stage fright and forgot his point, like the thing that all, you know, he went up there to say, he forgot it, and it was like, you know. once again, it's like, yes, he had stage fright. That was that one moment. But, I mean, do you want a president that needs to go through stage fright therapy? You know, this is democracy. We don't need to go through the King's Speech situation. We can just go ahead and elect somebody who already knows how to talk, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it